This would have taken me decades of learning and maybe another decade of executing. But when you surround yourself with people who play bigger, it's natural to also feel behind.
So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinet, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level.
Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. Have you ever felt behind when it comes to your business goals or even your personal life? Do you ever get in touch with people and when you download with them, you start to think, what the heck have I been doing since we last seen each other or since we last spoke? Just know that you are not alone. And last week, I went to a mastermind that every time I walk into that room, we meet once a quarter, I definitely feel like the small fish. This statement couldn't be any more true when it comes to never be the smartest person in the room. Every time I got into this room, it always makes me feel nervous and I feel so behind. And in this episode, I want to give you four things you can do and why you might be feeling behind. It was an area that I neglected the most from my upbringings, didn't feel like I deserved to truly focus on it and learn the power of wealth. I had some roadblocks, mindset blocks, and reservations as something had happened early on. I had owned 10 properties before the age of 25, and believe it or not, during the recession, I lost it all. And it was a scary feeling to build it all up again and have the confidence to take the risk. With the people around me and coaching, I gave it another shot. So when you get into the room where people are talking about balance sheets, multi-million dollar developments, flipping 50 homes in a month consistently, or holding millions of dollars of notes, you can't help but feel behind. Fast forward this year, I felt like we changed our whole financing systems in our business and in our household. I hired a new financial advisor, CPA firm, along with making some really big moves. And what I was able to do within 6 months, because I got into this uncomfortable room and hired these different people around me, this would have taken me decades of learning and maybe another decade of executing. But when you surround yourself with people who play bigger, it's natural to also feel behind. And what I realize is it's all about timing and it'll show up when you need it the most. It doesn't always have to be about going into a room. Sometimes, even as parents or as women, we often can take a break on our career, on our business, or on building something so that we can spend more time with maybe raising kids, the family, or supporting even our significant others, career, business, and whatnot. Since the pandemic, I had made the decision, and it was hard not to want to jump on building what's next, especially when you have all the tools and the experience to do it. If you can relate to feeling behind or you're not doing enough, try reframing these thoughts as a more accurate reflection of yourself and celebration of your own personal journey. Go back in time and go, what was I thinking at that time? What did I want? What did I want my lifestyle to look like? Often, when we compare ourselves to others, we are comparing ourselves to an ideal that might not be favored by society, social media, or whatever, but it's really not that interesting to us. And what you wanted from life then might not have been what you want in life right now. And that's okay, because throughout life, we change and gain insight. The decisions you made likely reflected who you were at that point. And maybe it was the right decision, or maybe it wasn't, but celebrate yourself and celebrate the thing either way. Look at the positive side of your path. Read between the lines and don't always focus on the negatives and what you didn't do or what you didn't accomplish. Focus on what you accomplished, what you got done. Focus on what you're grateful for, and focus on what you learned and the experience you gained. Celebrate the qualities you gained during your own journey. No one can ever take that away or replace that. I still catch my mind comparing myself to the ideals, and we are constantly living or comparing, especially when we see things on social media and feeling like I'm never going to catch up. But then I center myself and realize I'm comparing myself to an ideal, and it not necessarily was applicable to me at that time, and that I need to stay true to my own path. Life is so much more personal, complex, and unique to who you are. So perhaps there's times where you feel like you're 5 years behind, but really you're constantly learning about yourself and sculpting a life that is a reflection of that. And that's exactly what you need and where you need to be. So let's recap. There are 4 things you can do when you find yourself comparing you to other people or feeling like you're behind. Number one is stop and ask yourself, is this really what you want? Question what you don't see. For example, I have several clients who have scaled so fast. I mean, sometimes historically fast. And when new people come and they see that they have scaled, they go, I want to be like that business. And I want that same result. And what they don't see behind all the outcome is the journey, is all the challenges they had to overcome, the long hours they had to work, the different things that came up, the mess, and the behind the scenes of fast growth. So you may be only seeing one side of the story, and you didn't see how many times they failed to even get there. Number two, be grateful for all the positive things in your life and for all the positive people in your life. And number three, focus on what you accomplished, the lesson and the experiences. And last but not least, number four is celebrate the qualities that you gained, as no one can ever take that away from you. Celebrate the journey and celebrate everything you overcame, as it's your own journey. They always say never compare your chapter 2 to somebody else's chapter 10. And if you're looking for community, make sure we connect on IG at It's Raquel Q and DM me community. And you'll be added to our community newsletter, where we share all the special things and tips that we are doing for our community. And until our next episode, don't forget to keep playing bigger and make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode.
I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.